Exodus chapter 1. So we started to look at something that really does not have a topic. We call it exhortation, call it admonition, call it... It's an attempt at common sense. Amen. And I hope the attempt works. Hallelujah. Exodus 1, we are looking at a vital part of our lives, because the believer is not from this world, but he lives in this world, at least for now. And what that means is that there's a part of your life that is not biblical. For example, your formal education, you don't get to write your professional exam and you start quoting Deuteronomy. That you have failed before you have started. So you are multidimensional. Man is a multidimensional being. At some point in your life, you were just a child to some people. That was all you were. If you were the firstborn, then at some point you became a sibling. So you are now a child and a sibling. The two people don't see you the same way. One sees you as a child. The other sees you as a sibling. It's not the same relationship. Then you became classmates to some people. Now, making three relationships, right? They don't see you the same way. And there are three different parts of your life. Then your classmates start changing, right? Then you became friends with some people. Now, if you know very well, your brother and your friend might not be the same people. I know what I'm saying. I don't have a brother. A biological brother. Amen. I'm the only son. But sometimes you look at your sibling and then you look at your friend and they're two different people, right? That's another relationship. Then what are relationships apart from before marriage? Eh? Colleagues, you start working. That's if you start working before you got married, which would be the ideal. Amen. If you have common sense, right? Amen. We said this is an attempt at common sense, right? I'm just hoping the attempt works, because some people start a Guinness Book of Record attempt and then it doesn't come true, but we're attempting it anyways. You have colleagues. Now, colleagues might not be friends, and you must be able to draw the line. Is it making sense? That's another relationship. Can you not see that you are multidimensional? Then somehow you found the one or the two or the zero. You shall find the number. And then you say, I like you, do you like me? And if you're a man, the woman say, no problem. Say yes, say yes, say yes. And she said yes. Now you have a spouse. And then you get married, you start bearing children, now you have a child. You are now someone's child and someone's father in the same breath. Two different relationships, and you still have colleagues, and you still have friends, and you still have siblings. You see how life can be. And you see all of those relationships are vital. And you have not truly learned God's word until it affects three things. It must affect your fellowship with God. It must affect your relationship with men. I mean, humans, when I say men. And it must affect your worldview. If those three things are not influenced, you have not learned God's word at all. You can quote it from Genesis to Revelation, but if those three things are not influenced, I'm sorry, you are yet to start learning God's word. It must influence your fellowship with God, it must influence your relationship with humans, and it must influence your worldview, the way you see the world, the way you see things. And that's why we're looking at this teaching. We just finished a teaching on worldview recently. We're looking at this one to affect your relationship with men and your relationship with yourself too, in your pocket. Amen. Exodus 1. Are you ready? Hope I made sense with that introduction. So I've been using this as a very soft landing. Even though what we are teaching goes beyond it, but looks like a good place to start. So verse 6. Joseph died and all his brethren and that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly, multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. Verse 7. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt. that did not know Joseph, or that did not have regard for Joseph. And he said to the people, to his own people, who are Egyptians, see the children of Israel. They are more and they are mightier than us. So what we are going to do is that we are going to deal with them. Verse 8, 10. Lest they multiply. And that it will come to pass that if there's any war, they will join with our enemies and they will fight against us. So let's get them up out of the land. So what did he do in verse 11? He set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens and made them to build treasure cities for Pharaoh, Pithom, and Ramses. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And I asked a question last week. I said, this looks strange, but it's something that happens every time, where you have a majority controlled by a minority. It's not new. And I give an instance of a game, the wolves and the villagers. That's what you have in politics. I said, again, this message might also appear that I say some things that, how do I put it now? Personal opinions. And I'll definitely rule the line. I say, this is my opinion. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? In politics, that's what you have. Pharaoh said, these people are mightier and they are more. How can someone be mightier and more than you? And you still control them. And you are the one setting tax masters over them. Because of awareness. The moment you don't know who you are, you'll be made to be what you are not. Have you watched all those Nollywood movies before? Where the prince, maybe he was dropped somewhere when he was young, and they have been looking for the prince all his life long, and they didn't know that he was the prince. But the gods have said, one day we walk back himself. You know those stories, eh? I put that in my head right now, but I know it's something that must have been done before. The gods have said, one day the prince will walk himself and all that. But they didn't know he was the prince. It was this guy that was hardworking in the town. Used to help elderly people and push trucks and all of that. They give him lands to, what's the Yoruba of Ro? They give him land to clear, weeds and all of that too. And one day, the king was passing, and maybe someone lied against the guy, and they brought him to the palace, and they stripped him of his clothes, and they were beating him. And the king now saw the mark. You understand? You already know the story, Abby. He becomes the king later. And I saw the mark, and I say, what is your name? Who is your father in this land? Then I, who is your father in this land? I say, I am the son of Mazi Okeke. Which Mazi? Which of Mazi Okeke? Then I go Mazi Okeke. Mazi, I say, flashback. I saw him on the farm. I can write this movie. So, and then they now trace. They call the Dibia. I say, What's going on? And I say, with that white stone. Thank you, the God of my fathers. He has arrived. But was he the prince all those times he was clearing the bush? So what will change when you see him in the next scene and he's working with the guards? What has changed? Awareness. Now he knows he's the prince. And until that changes, for Israel, in this instance, they are going to serve Pharaoh. Who was God's nation? Israel. Who are the prophets? Israel. Who are the law? Israel. Who are the covenants? Like Paul said in Romans 9. Israel. Who is building cities for Pharaoh? Israel. They are controlled because of the lack of information. I said it when we were looking at, was he upside down? I said, everywhere you see the crowd, there's less information. Someone must sit at the table and someone must walk because they have different needs. One wants pleasure, one wants money. And they will meet at the intersect. That's why I say, we need to talk. Because even when God now took this nation out of Egypt, they still wanted to go back. They still wanted to go back. What you know is important. The lack of awareness can ruin a man. No, the Bible says, my people perish because of what? They don't have money. Because They lack knowledge. They lack insight. So we are looking to set our lives in order with this teaching. Amen. Amen. So Israel wanted to go back to Egypt. They told Moses, we miss the food, we miss the bread. They said, where I even used to toast my bread in Egypt. Now, just give me manna. When will this manna stop? What's going on? And as believers, sometimes we can be tempted to think, to be comfortable with the small things. We can be tempted to be comfortable with the mediocre things of life. And you can back it up and say, it's because of your faith. I remember growing up, because I'm still growing up, I'm 16, I'll be 17 next week. But growing up, there was this idea that when people are poor, they are very spiritual. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And then when people are very rich and wealthy, it's almost like, God knows what he has done. He has not done anything. What did you do? You two, what did you do? Everybody started from zero, right? Maybe not. You know, like Chelsea fans now. They say, Arsenal. The point has reduced. The point has reduced. Now you're leading with 4 points. But we all started at 0 points. Nobody remembers that one. August, everybody sets out and say, we are going to win. Then they support their team till December. And they see how mediocre they are. Then they turn to the closest person. May God heal their hearts. If necessary. But left to me, I want them to be to hot. Hallelujah. To heap coals of fire. I think I'm in the right place. Amen. Am I? Hallelujah. A bit of faith. Alright, let's go to the word of God. Like I said, it's an attempt. So, sometimes we can be comfortable with small things and we call it humility self. Don't worry, I just need to know God's word. That's enough for me. This Jesus that I know is enough for me. I'm not saying anything is wrong with the song, but I'm saying, after you know Jesus, you shall eat. Even if you are fasting, you will break the fast. You're not going to use the Jesus' name to break fast. You will buy food. Right? Eh? That means you go to the market and you purchase something, not with Jesus' name, with a legal tender. So you can't say, this Jesus that I know is enough for me. You can't rely on miracles every time. And you call it spirituality and humility. I said something last week, I said, we cannot bring a people together who are seeking Jesus because of their needs. That's not revival. That's survival. Bro, all these things be punching it. That's not revival. That's survival. What they want is not Jesus. What they want is bread. And that's why it looks like when people now eventually have a financial breakthrough, you can say they left the church. They left Jesus. Nah. They never sought him. Is it making sense? If I teach you, and you eventually are 10 billion naira richer, and you leave, that means you didn't listen to me. You listen to what I'm saying? You didn't listen to me. We can't call that humility. That's not. You can't say a man is humble until he has the resources to be proud of. I get what I'm saying? A student comes to me and says, Pastor, you're an apostate. You're a student. It's normal. Amen. Pastor, okay. And like I even say, okay, how are you? Okay, take this for your lunch. It's when that student now becomes the local government chairman. And he still says, Pastor. And he goes with the, whatever, I think local government student now, chairman, they use entourage now, an escort. And he can stop his fleet of cars. And he gets down. No, I'm not walking on the road. Amen. So let's repaint the scenario. And he stops his fleet of cars in front of my office to get down to say, I want to see my pastor. Does it make sense? And can wait at reception for them to put a call through to me. And even when I say, wait for me, it's not like, tell him the, Oshodi Solo local government. And he waits quietly at my humble reception. And when I say come in, he comes in and he greets. That's when you can say he's humble. Is it making sense? Imagine you don't have a TV. You don't even have power supply in your area. You don't have a cable. You don't have anything. And you say, I don't want to watch that World Cup match. No. It's not like you don't want to watch. You have no capacity to watch it. That's not restraint. That's not self-control. You have nothing to control. Is it making sense? So you can't say you are humble in poverty. What's there to be proud of? You can't say God is making you humble with it. No. If God wants to make you humble, he will give you riches to prove whether you are humble. Amen. How many of you want God to prove whether you are humble? Yeah, God, prove me. God, prove me. When you are humble. We don't know yet. Amen. You can say you are a true leader. You know, I have passion for people. If I'm a pastor, in fact, the way I would take care of the flock. You can't say it until you are a pastor. And you know what I'm saying? If I be a man of God, you are cursed. I thought you said you are a people person. Now people, you know, because pastoring comes with familiarity. You can't escape it. You have to be familiar. And familiarity can bring insult. Amen. Can bring all manners of, and then you watch, is it the same person? And as a pastor, you have to just take that. Wafipara. Amen. You have to take it. You don't meet God and say, God, see the way the people you sent. No. You take it. It's part of the job description. Yeah, people will look at you. Someone that just finished praying for now. You say, I'm so. It's because you know that you're a pastor. I know what I can see. Someone has said that to me before. I know what I can see. And I say, say it now. Say it. Man, no. Say it. Amen. So you can't say your desire for small things, the small things of life, is an attempt at humility. No, it's not. You can't say a man is peaceful, except he's capable of violence. If he's capable of violence, then you can't say, he's peaceful. He's a peaceful person. If he's not capable of violence, he's not peaceful. He's harmless. Amen. You need to understand the relation. Amen. He's not peaceful. He's harmless. He can't do anything. So you can't say, that sheep is so peaceful. The chicken is peaceful. The chicken is not peaceful. What will chicken do? And then you slap one. And he's be gentle. Yeah. Except some chickens that are demonic. Have you seen chickens that are possessed before? And you come after you again. Or turkey. Has turkey chased you before? Oh my God. Oh my God. They don't relent though. I don't know if I can see that clothes. So we need to start looking at ourselves. And what do you want out of life? Like I asked last week. And I trust God to help us. Amen. So as believers, do we still settle for Egypt? No. There are aspects of our lives that we must work on. Relationships, finances, health, and the in-betweens. They must be worked on. You can say, my marriage, anything that happens, I leave it to God. You can't leave it to God. You can't settle for Egypt. Anything that happens, as long as I'm eating. No. So they were building for Pharaoh. They were building houses they will not live in. So when they finish building for Pharaoh, they will go back to Goshen. Far away land that if it was God that even said, let me prosper this place for you people. Because they gave them the worst places. And one of the things Pharaoh did, I just thought about this one now. He didn't make them draw the architecture. The architecture is Egypt. He just made them start carrying brick and cement. He's like taking a medical doctor from Nigeria and now he's washing plates in Canada. And he's saying, as long as something has missed. Something has missed. You're going to build Pithom and Ramses, cities for Pharaoh. And they will go back home. They will not leave it there. Because part of what ruins a man is that he must keep thinking that he is small. The worst thing a believer can have is low self-worth. And a lot of believers have it. I'm saying this one, I'm looking at you. A lot of believers have it. Whether you agree or not, you don't think of yourself as much. Who am I? And that's why you settle for some things. No, you're not small. It's a worldly system. The more you keep people small, the more you can control them. Is that not what politics is about? Huh? Because the wealthy has money. But there's something that is more than money. The wealthy wants power. And you can't buy power with money. But you can use it. Because power is about people. Right? So, what do? I take those people and I ensure that my money can buy their loyalty. The loyalty of a poor man is cheap. Amen. So, I buy their loyalty, or the politician buys their loyalty, and he ensures that he keeps them small. The day one person rises there and knows that it's not small, that's gone out of the power clique. Amen. That's why you see people fighting for politicians. And to the man, he's just playing a game. And people are killing themselves. Your own person, what has he done? Yeah. The man does not mind giving them amala every day. Amen. There was a politician like that in Nigeria. Every Friday, amala. And they will do. Every Friday, people know they will get amala. He doesn't even mind killing 12 cows every week. Or to give you the money for that cow, he won't. Because you have to still be small. So you must ask yourself, what's keeping me thinking like this? You must break away from that. I don't want to call it mindset now. From that way of thinking. Are you with me this morning? Huh? Or you are too small to hear? You're not small in Jesus' name. Yeah. Africa has been collecting aid. US aid. Different kind of aid. For years. How many countries has this helped? How many countries have used those? I just hope I'm safe with some of the things I'm about to say, Sha. I'm safe. If I give you aid that will make you as equal as I am, or equal to me, I don't think any country will do that. So they can give you aid and ensure that there's a system that ensures the aid, the help doesn't work. Bro, let's leave this conversation. I'm seeing some things I'm not meant to be seeing. Let's leave this conversation. Amen. What I'm saying is, Pharaoh controlled Israel by keeping them small. As long as a man is little in his own eyes, little is what he will achieve. So for anyone to become anything really tangible in life, in any area of your life, you've got to be empowered. Firstly, with knowledge. You've got to be empowered. You need to be aware of who you are and what God has given you. So those are things to write down. Who am I? I remember I was in boarding house when I asked that question. When I asked myself that question, they taught us in chapel, and I got to the hostel and I said, who am I? If something is going on, who am I? Omoba. God mood here. That's what you come to your head. Omoba, who am I? I said, who am I? What am I here for? If you have never asked yourself serious questions like that, everything you just do is Chelsea, there's a problem. Who am I? Why am I here? Am I here to just, you know, eat the bread of Egypt, eat the cucumber, or the mint, and go home? Or am I made for more? I think I am. Well, don't see yourself as small. Politicians are already doing that. That's why someone steal 100 naira bread. And the very people, they start calling him thief. And they'll go and buy petrol that is more than the bread. And tire that is more than the bread. And burn someone that stole 100 naira bread. And the entourage of the governor will pass. And they will say, Nazaki. Who is the thief? One has succeeded in keeping them small. And if they don't break out of that, nothing tangible will happen. So while you are praying to God and telling God that, sort my story. Why you not answering my prayer? God, I asked and received. If you say that's what we should be saying, I ask and receive, I believe I received like 235,000 times now. I don't see anything. God is also waiting on you. Information. A wise man once said, info laugh info. Amen. You need information to fly. Are you listening to me? Proverbs 3. Are you looking for the scripture? You just read Proverbs 3. Verse 13 and 14. Wisdom allows us to see things and see life God's way. So, let's start looking at practical wisdom now. If you are not going to stay in Egypt and build treasure cities for Pharaoh, eh? Pithom and Ramses, right? One of the things you must first deal with in your life is the desire for instant gratification. It is too key that if a man loses it, it can't amount to anything. The desire for instant gratification, you must take it away. It's the enemy of common sense and progress. Why did they want to go back to Egypt? Instant gratification. They saw the sea. Let's go back. There are no waters in Egypt. In Egypt, I don't have to cross the sea. God knows what Moses... Well, Moses didn't have to say much. And I say, God knows what Moses has told them for them to even pass in the middle of the sea. They don't have to tell you anything. Pharaoh is at the back. If they burn you, don't cross. Moment there was a lack of water. In Egypt, we had water. He had brought us here to die. They just wanted everything they wanted now. Instant gratification. You don't have funds. You are short on cash. Or you are consistently short on cash. You know, you are short on cash. Different. You are consistently... Hunger is not good though. Have you been hungry before? I'm talking about hunger that... because mommy loved kitchen. A full grown man. Help is not coming from anywhere. You will not suffer hunger.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You persistently live in hunger and lack of funds. And you think the next thing to do is to create wealth instantly. There's nothing like, there's no wealth that comes at a wish. Money doesn't come like that. Wealth is built. It's built. There's not like miracle money. Church of Christ. There's no wealth of the Gentiles coming to you. You are a thief. You're looking for the wealth of the Gentiles that there will be a plane crash. God, angels will not take the money from there and put your own wardrobe. Holy, holy. Anini. Anini Pro Max. Angels will rescue money from plane crash for you. Why? Because you're a child of God. Are you the only child of God in the world? A thief. You work for money. It's a legal tender. If you wake up in the morning and you see money under your bed, if you see money in your wardrobe, go to the bank. Go to the police station and declare, this money is not mine. Else, they will knock on your door. Money does not appear anywhere. It's worked for. I know there might be churches that preach something else. So don't worry. There's a miracle coming your way. There's a miracle coming your way. But abundant money doesn't come like that. Oh, you work for abundant money. If God is going to bless you with abundant money, you have to have an abundant opportunity. Eh? There are some jobs you do that you don't expect abundant money. It's not coming there. If abundant money comes with that kind of work, they will arrest all of you in that company. Because abundant money is not meant to reach that place. Amen. Just saying. You say, Kwankere, King. And you are saying that this week I made billions. No, you're not. Except when people start building houses with King. I'm sorry. It's common sense. Now, should I talk or I should not talk? Or you now, I'm thinking you are self-aware in retail, not you are the one processing it from the timber. You don't have the machine, you don't have anything. You just have like 5 strands tied with rubber. Come on now, where are you expecting the billions from? I don't understand how Christians sometimes, where is the billion going to come from? If billion comes, you should tell God, I don't know where it came from, I beg. Take it away. There's no miracle money. The same way you don't have miracle house. You are just on the street. House just came out from the land. Will you enter? The house just resurrected on the third day. Painted with POP. Everything. Duplex, 6-bedroom duplex with a garage, with parking space for more than 6 cars, with a swimming pool. Enter now. Enter, she means miracle house. Enter. We will not see you again. Because there's no miracle house. There's no miracle car. You buy it. That's the same way there's no miracle money. You can't have a miracle baby. You just woke up. You and your wife. No baby before. Woke up in the morning and you just... Meep. You carry it. You say, God has done it. A miracle baby. I don't know how you did it. You made that way. That's not a way. That's a trap. Amen? Don't come and give testimony. Don't know how, but you did it. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't be grateful. Now, go and jail. You don't believe in the miracle, baby. You don't believe in miracle house, but you believe in miracle money. Money that was all suddenly appear. You are a ritualist. Confess. Instant gratification is what has pushed believers to that. And so, you try to do fraud. A believer, you know it's fraud. You paint it with different names, but you know it's fraud. The devil wants to bring shame to you. That's what he wants to do. You can create wealth in other ways. And the moment you start thinking, maybe in your head you're thinking, Pastor, it's like you don't know where I'm from, my background. Nikon, it doesn't work like that. The way you are seeing it is not the way we are seeing it. On the street, Pastor, this thing is different. Oga, leave the street now. Enter house. You can't snap wealth. You can't make a wish. A fraud is fraud. Whether you speak in tongues over it or not. Believer, as a man. King Asa, the 10th of Israel. As a man. You believer, you too. You are helping them form voice. Hello? Hello? Yeah. You think I don't know? I've researched. You are forming voice. To scam someone and say it's your forefather's money. Your forefather get money. Say our forefather's money that we are collecting back. Oh, she talk about it too. How much your forefather gets? Nobody robbed your forefathers. They gave them. At least in most cases. Blame your forefathers for not knowing what a mirror is. They gave them a mirror and they started giving them money and treasures. Sorry. It's trade. By batter. And they were battered. Start doing gambling. Because of instant gratification. What's the point? Someone tells you that if you bring 200 and you just say magic word over 2.5, play for me. That the money doubles. And you want to do it. I'm sorry. Every loss that comes your way, you are worth it. Believer. Ask God for the wisdom to create wealth. And you walk towards it too. You know, if you don't know anything about stocks, the stock market, you don't know anything about investment, you don't know anything about venture capital, you don't know anything, you don't have an idea about bonds. Nothing. Nothing. And you are sitting here. You already know I'm talking to you. I'm looking at the floor now, so I say, Pastor Emilian, which a lot of you don't know. You don't know how to invest anything. Nothing. You have never read newspaper in your life before. When you see stock, you don't even know what they are doing. You just say, green and red. Green up. Wow, apple up. Yeah. You don't know anything. And you're saying, God, I make millions. I'm a king of generations. You are not though. See, even if you make money through that gambling, it will not last. It's not a prayer. It's not a curse. It is the way things are. The seed, and the fruit will look alike. What you need to do, can we talk? What you need to do is sit down. Follow, we are in a world of AI and all of that. See, that's why you are in a world of information. Last night, I was listening to someone sent me a song that was done by AI. Emiyawan Woli. The AI now did the Emiyawan Woli. I was moved in the spirit. You know, we always say, it has no soul. It gets soul. Die. We say, it has no soul. People cannot worship with it. I worship with it though. As I was listening, I say, Emi! I say, hey! Now, wait till you just talk with this. You say, I will raise stones. If you say you know, go worship AI. What's AI? It's a plastic, it's stone. Something, one machine somewhere. Amen. We are in a world of information, technology. If you type something on Google, before it start giving you what people ask, it will summarize things for you, right? You can ask Meta. You can ask Grok. You can ask Gemini, Perplexity, OpenAI. It's plenty. But you don't use it for anything. You have never asked for, give me 10 financial advices or advice. Give me 5 stuff that industries are booming in Nigeria market now. that I can start within the capital. Yeah, I'm saying, you may not go tell you real estate. Say, real estate, Banana Island. I know. AI, this is not my, I never reach. AI, I never reach, please. You put your budget, read books. A lot of believers don't read books. If you cannot read it, you can listen to it. You have not read any book about sales, so you don't have to sell anything. You can't make any money. The ability to sell. I'm not saying to sell chair or something. Even if it's services, you have to be able to sell. If it's a skill you have to be able to sell. You have to be able to convince people to want you. If you don't have that, you're not ready. Pray in tongues all day. Nothing's going to happen. Are you listening to me? Go and read books about sales. Read book about saving. About investment. Know how it works. Okay, you, Pastor, I don't have any dollar to invest. I don't have anything to invest right now. At least read it now, so that when you have it, you can know what to do with it. You not take it to Bet Ninja Shop or Baba Jebu. I mean, 666-619 234. And as you are going back there, you already know the response. Oh, cut. So that instant gratification keeps a man small. It's the same thing with. Okay, go to that Proverbs. 7, I asked to go to earlier. Are you learning something? You're not learning, you're angry with me. Are you learning something? Verse 7. Verse 6. One of the things, like we said, that you must ensure that you deal with is the desire for instant gratification every time. I mean, this must happen now. If it doesn't happen now, it's gonna happen again. No. Proverbs 7 verse 6. For at the window of my house, I looked through the casement, and I beheld among the simple ones, I designed among the youth, a young man void of understanding. How did you know he was void of understanding? He was passing through the street near a corner, and he went away to your house. In the 2 hours in the evening, in the dark of the night, and behold, the woman waiting there in the attire of an harlot, sorting of the art. She's talking about lust. Then verse 23, till that verse 22, he goes after her straightway, as the ox goes to the slaughter, and as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till he does strike through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, he does not know that that is the end of his life. You see, I saw a young man through the window. This Solomon talking, he said, and I observed that he's not very smart. See, how did I know? See. I see him walking around and looking for desires that can be satisfied now. And one of the desires talking about was lust. Bro, if you cannot keep to yourself and control yourself, go and get married. Even if you are 14, me, I will support you. I've always said it. What I will not do is that you are calling me every day that myself and my wife have not eaten. No. I'm saying this one on camera now. I'm not saying it as a counselor at the back. No. No, no. I have my foundation. I have things that you know I stand for. I stand for education. If you do not have the privilege and the chance to have a formal education, get a skill, proper skill, anything. It could be installing solar panels, it could be installing CCTVs, it could be tiling, it could be farming, it could be trading, it could be learning how import and export works. Eh? It could be what else? Electric. Young people don't want to learn mechanic. And there is money there. Every time I go to the mechanic workshop, it's full of old people. And someone asked, I said, what is it that I don't see young people there. Once they start, after 3 weeks, 1 month, they will not come back. I say, what will now they be doing? Say, Yahoo now. You see young people mad on the street. I don't know the transaction you went to do with Baba. You say, every 11 a.m. you go to mad. Or prayer chain time, 5 to 5:30. Madness now prayer chain. Daily occurrence. Reoccurring event. Because you want it now. If you cannot hold yourself, you should be asking why. Probably even before getting married. Why? Because even when you get married, it's not like you will not be omolomo. Amen. She's asking why. You should see a therapist. Not physiotherapist too. Psychological therapist. Because it's not normal. Everything on that skirt, you are chasing. Are you sure it's not a demon? He wants to put you to shame. Me. That's the goal. You want it now. 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 As a young lady, everything you are looking for is, who will marry me? Why? Why? Why must you marry tomorrow? Why? You don't have any plan, any goals in your life, any checklist. You don't have any checklist. Anybody that just comes, oh yeah, now, let's go. I like you, I like you too. No plan. No, I would have done my master's. No, I would have, I would ensure that I have a job. Nothing. 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 Just to be sleeping. You think that's marriage? Go and marry now. Gibi? Ah, go and marry. Like that, they've not come here, Abby. Let's talk. You think marriage is about sex, sex, sex? You're dumb. Like Solomon said, I saw among the simple ones that this one is foolish. It's foolish. As a young lady, any guy, any man, and I say any, that your relationship together is all on the premise of sex, I think you're in the wrong relationship. I think so. I said it. I said it some years ago, where you have ladies who are sleeping around, believers, so, and you do a hallelujah challenge from hotel room. It's not getting you anywhere. Are you listening to me? Any relationship that you have to be hiding, you hide from pastor, you hide from, what's the joy you have in it? I think we just tell ourselves the truth. Maybe I should have a chair next week. Because this one is table talk. In case nobody has told you. Say, but I know someone that it's not like they were even believers and they ended up together. Fine for them. But whatever happens, you will not say I did not talk. Are you listening to me? You are a guy, you can toast anything except bread. Go see stars with the toast it on. I saw a vision. Uniro. Ulike. You're a fake prophet. It's a vision. I'm instructed that we should pray together. It's a lie. It's a lie. You can't control yourself. I like the way the church is quiet. I've not started though. We will reach a point in this kind of time. We talk. We will not open Bible. We will not go to Exodus. We will not do anything. I will just say what's in my heart. Here I will even use glasses. So I will not see where my eyeballs are going to. Amen. Nothing. No ambition. Is it that you just want to be small? As a believer, a sister, there are some kind of guys that will come to you. And even before talking, they will say, sorry, mistake. Amen. Standard. What did I say? Standard. The reason why anyhow person can talk to you is because you said you look anyhow, you sound anyhow, you talk anyhow, you act anyhow, you are anywhere. No, there are some kind of people that you cannot meet. If you are driving your own car and you're walking in a corporate somewhere in Banana Island, amen. That's a one talking machine to steady you. How? Where will he see you? Just like I'm going to tell you a testimony that you cannot give. As I was on bike, the bus just came. Our bike, he shook, but thank God for the covenant of life. You can't have that testimony if you drive your own car, right? That's the same way. There are some kind of people that you will never cross roads. You are a believer. Some of them are like, don't know me. Even when someone is talking and walking, who walks like this? Who walks like this in this life? Except an epileptic. Who walks like this? Except someone that doesn't have where he's going to in life. Because you can't walk like this and make it. I'm a sag. As the person, even if you want to preach to the person, you say, you know what Peter said? Leave me, I'm a sinner. Leave me, I'm a sinner. That's what, how is that kind of person? As you, even if you want to preach, sister, I know be your level, don't talk to me. That's what you should be saying. But you sat down with your Bible and your Peter and you listened. Shame where you took peace suit. Standard. Raise it. You are not small. You were not made for small boys. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The past is past, too. A new beginning can start today. You don't have to have all this, everything figured out together for you to have the standard. No. You grow the way you want to go. Are you getting what I'm saying? You start building it now. I'm not saying be sassy and rude to people. No, that's not what I'm saying. What do you want to talk about? Yeah, you're not my standard. I'm not the one that will say you're not my standard. Amen. I have a friend I went to visit. I was thinking whether I say this story or not. One of our colleagues. And so, in the guy's house, he was not feeling fine. So, the guy's house, one of the neighbors in the next house. So, it's this Yahoo guy. So, he thinks he has a... You know. She was telling me the story. So, the guy came to her and all that. I was talking about how he has the money and all of that. And someone called him. So, he had, the person, the call caught. Then the guy called back. And I said, oh, sorry, my credit is about to finish. Another, but I'm with someone, I need to. So when she was done, she now handed him over 20,000 naira. Said, you used to buy your time. Yeah, take care of yourself. Baby bro him. Amen. You can't do that when you yourself.
Everything.
Attend. Everything is food. When they buy plantain chips. Christian sister, shawarma love him way. Easy to laugh now. Shawarma. That's lesser than Egypt. Instant gratification. It destroys a man. When you want it now. 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 The reason why some people are not enjoying their marriages. Because everything they're meant to enjoy in the marriage now. They've enjoyed it now. So marriage is even like aftermath. Let us give it and continue our life. I said, what's there? Nothing new. I said, I've heard all these things before. We've heard it in the church. What more? You think I'm forcing you to hear God's word? You think I'm forcing you to follow? Oh. Yeah, I want you to follow my money. If I say ministry, my group will be like, my communicating. I'm a dummy. My so my yato say, leyo. Because sometimes I look at you and I wonder, is it that you can't see? Are you blind? No standard, no nothing. What's the pride in saying this is my man? Where's the man? You look at some man and say, where's the man? This one that cannot feed himself. Everything is not about money. You know, he cannot lead himself. He has no good advice in him. You know that some people are like, if he advises you, you will perish. He has no good counsel. Go you draw him. That's the man. Pekele. Bro. In the name to live large. You are borrowing everything. To please who? Wayashu. Trouser. Belt. Perfume. To spoil it, you now borrow the glasses too. That's why I said, what do you want for yourself? Sincerely, if you don't want much, I support you. Amen. Nobody can push anybody to anywhere. This teaching, don't release it though. I'm serious. Except I say, and we have to cut out some things. I mean, they don't see me as ash. I say, we cannot follow this man. Follow me, because what I'm saying is, nobody should be pushing anybody. If there's an age bracket you get to in life. Nobody should be telling you. You must. No, if you don't want to, don't. It's not human beings that are in prison. The people that are begging, are they not human beings? Can they be saved? Eh? Will they be new in the new creation? And they will be begging. That's what God sent me to for you. But we're in new creation. Thumbs up. You see every other thing? Counseling me. If you don't follow, I will leave. I will leave and I will tell you, how are you doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In church, Kashadu and Shamini. I say prayer, you say amen, we go home. Because that deafness in your ear that makes you not want to listen to what God is saying. You have listened to someone and someone and someone. Nothing is changing. You are dating a Muslim brother. Go and say, brother, Ben, if your brother has seen you, say, God will do it. God will do what exactly? Waparo, only you are led. You are silver. Oh, ni standard kokon. Sorry, I'm speaking Yoruba. But you understand, Abi? No standard, no nothing. No nothing. The believer houses God's spirit. That means you carry yourself like that. I mean, I'm a house of revelation. I'm a house of prophecy. When God wants to talk, he talks through me. I'm special. That's not common. I mean, my hands are healing hands. You know what I mean? And you just take that as, even from the way you talk. as a brother in Christ. You know, I'm not really anything like that. What's that stupid posture? You know, we are not you and who are the we? People like us. What do you mean by people like us? You have summarized yourself and you have said, you know what? I'd rather remain small. Build things for Pharaoh. Go back home. Bread is your reward. No. There's a land flowing with milk and honey. If you cannot learn to delay instant gratification now, you won't get there. You won't get there. You are Israel, but you won't get there. You know, we that we came from a certain kind of background. Our background. What happened to your background? Only you get background. You have used background like 55 times. We are just in February. What happened to your background? You blame everybody except yourself. At some point, you will need to stand up for yourself and ask, what can I do to change this situation? What can I do? Amen. What do I have at my disposal? If the skills at your disposal are not enough or substantial, then you have to find new things. It's not even everything you learn with money. They are soft skills. The world has gone beyond. People are making money from their content. You know, you hear things like faceless content. Even if you are doing real content, not the nonsense content. Some people that can never blow. You know that it cannot blow you. You are putting. You paint yourself like a clown every Sunday morning. You are doing video. Not daily. What will he make it by now? To buy blue transformer at age 34. Yeah, you do so, yeah.
Oh God.
You have been singing. You have been singing in studio for 10 years since you were 22. Now you are 32. You did not blow. And you still think you will blow. It's not in my hands, though. What are these probability? Why not? Okay, let me advise you. Why not find something that will not drain your money with studio, those studio fees that you pay? When you now have enough, you can now be moving small to do that in your studio. But you can't make that the main also. Also, that 10 years did not produce anything, will not produce anything. No. At 41, you say you are a young star of a bad boy. What's young about this star? Your epiphyseal plates are fused 3 times. If they do this scan, youngster, see, they are dreams that should remain dreams. It's a window. You can't say yourself a star boy. Star boy in music at 45. You are not a boy, bro. You are a full grown man that should have children that are already in secondary school. You say you are a star boy. You are wearing bandana. If you don't start that kind of things in your 20s, it's not now. It's not working, obviously. It's only you that cannot see it. And if, unfortunately, the people around you are not so loud, so they don't like you that much to call you to order, hear the voice of the Lord. Sing our psalm. That's enough. Find a job. It's not working. Can we talk? It's not working. Can't you see? Imagine bro when I say he wants to start playing ball. He cannot make it. He doesn't want to start. Where he doesn't want to start? Amen. How does he want to start? Where would the diet start from? Bro, should you not say it's tennis that he wants to start? Djokovic. Rafa Nada. It's not Nada. Rafa nothing. Holy Fankokon. You have to look at the reality of what's going on and say, you know what? Looks like what I have is not going to. Don't start praying about it. God, make scouts come my way. You and the scouts are the same age. What did you scout? What did you coach, Lord? You're older than the coach. You are saying you want to play football. Why not learn something? Learn something. Don't waste money. Don't waste time. Time is precious. 40 years. 40 days journey became 40 years for them. Why? They were stalling. They kept going back to Egypt in their mind. They were not in Egypt, but in their mind, in their head, they were in Egypt. Maybe God is keeping me small. One day it will happen. And God is opening your eyes to see. See,
where you are, it's not working. Even people that build startups, at some point they say, we want to pivot. It's a lie. Go work, me. That solution is not market ready. And they have seen it. If you have good, if you have a good forecasting team, they will see it early. And then they want to buy what is a lie. It's not, we've seen that there's a greater need in the market. It's a lie. That one failed. And they were able to say, you know what? If this thing is failing, let's move to this. You can't say because you spent a long time making a mistake, you stay there. It's a mistake already. If you bought the wrong train, you get down as early as you can. Don't say I paid already now. So you get the last bus stop. They now pay to come back. You bought the wrong train. Get down as early as you can. Are you with me? Oh, Pastor, but I've started dating this guy now. Wrong train. A lot. Amen? Wrong train. Get down. Someone that does not even know where, if they open to Ecclesiastes, you can give him 12 hours. Akoshiba. Revelation, Matthew. You have a boyfriend, girlfriend. No, girlfriend is not from girlfriend. Boyfriend is not from boyfriend. Both of you have never sat each other down. Never. Discuss. What are your goals? What are your ambitions? Are we going to remain like this forever? What can we do to get better? Where are we going? Nothing like that. He came up, no, came up, no, yara loko. What are they expect everybody? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Nothing profitable is coming out. Nothing profitable is coming out of the conversation. No decent conversation. If you are married too, you have never sat down. Say, okay. What if we do this? What if we do that? Let's do this. This is where we are going, you know. Nothing. Half an hour, dear. Where's my food? Nothing. You are complaining in the country. People are making billions, millions. The same country. Lagos, Nigeria especially, is one of the top 5 right now, yeah, tech ecosystems in the world. In the world. In fact, the only one in the top 15 in Africa. You are staying in that same Lagos. Nothing. You have never had an idea of what will help anybody. Nothing. If you are not working 9 to 5, you have no business idea. Nothing. You are just waiting at home. You say, I do every job. You post on WhatsApp. Call me for any job. I'll tell you the one way I know they do. Shut up, John. He call you for any job. Can you wash dead body? Any job. Like building for Pharaoh. Can we talk? Eh? Can we talk or I should keep quiet? I better keep quiet. Otto. Is it me you came to church for today? Yes, it's you. It's you. Get down from that train. My ought. Are you listening to me? It's my ought. It might even be uncomfortable. I say, I've invested so much. You can't say because you invested so much in a mistake. you found yourself in a well. And I say, I spent so much time in this well. I know everywhere in the well. So I will not get out. Get out. Is that clear? Ask God. Who am I? Show me what I can do. Give me ideas. Instead of asking for instant money, ask God for ideas. Revolutionizing ideas. Someone just called me yesterday. I was talking very well about it. Was sharing an idea to me from South Africa. And when I heard the idea, I said, how come I'm not talking about this? Because I get to think about business ideas a lot. I said, I never thought about this particular, and it's tech driven. Very nice idea. Almost tempted to steal it. Amen. I said, it shows you people are thinking. Both of you are praying, you know. So you can't say, God, why is God not answering you? No. Someone else is now adding to their prayer, thinking. Are you adding it to yours? I told Brother David, he started a stuff. Very nice idea. I said, I like the idea. I like the idea. Even though I'm busy with quite a number of things now. It's something I've invested in. I said, you know, let's take this. I like the idea. Some things to fine tune, right? But I like when people sit down, think and say, what can I do? In that your same industry of hairdressers, there's a way you can single yourself out. I don't know. Don't look at me. I don't know. I'm just saying there's a way. Amen. But if we sit down, I will know. But people pay me for that. But no, I'm just comfortable. Which side do you want? Shadi, I do. Yeah, don't you go home. Ah, someone say, I want to come out address. I'm right here alone. Everybody, amen. You learn something?